This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's Northern State with Spring here on Localized on Alternative Buffalo 107.7 and 104.7. Brought to you by Mr. Goodbar. I am joined now live with Carmen and Lizzie. What's going on, guys?
Hello.
Hi.
Why don't you guys tell me a little bit about Carmen and Lizzie?
Okay. We are cousins from Newfane, New York, and we live in Buffalo now. So we kind of grew up singing at church a little bit.
Yeah, we sang together since we were
little. Yeah, we used to sing with our moms a lot. Mm-hmm. But then in 2016, my Aunt Kathy just like asked us to play a gig.
Mm-hmm.
So
like, okay.
Last minute, we put together like 2 hours of covers.
Yeah.
And pulled it off, and we're like, oh, okay, this is fun. So we started kind of casually booking gigs.
Yeah, any chance we could play, we would.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started getting our own shows.
Yeah.
And we just played as much as we can. And this past year, we played so much.
Yeah, I don't even know how many times we played this year.
Like, multiple times, almost every weekend.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, I mean, growing up, obviously, you were pretty close.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We lived across the street from each other.
Yeah. And oh, now we live together.
Yeah, now we're roommates.
Yep. So we're always together.
And you have three cats?
We do. We love our cats.
Yeah, I was going to say, all we talked about before the show was the cats. So tell me a little bit about the cats.
Okay, so I brought them home in like a Staples paper box. There was
so
four of them. They were in a barn, and then we raised them together. We adopted one out, but we ended up keeping three. Their names are Chester, Sophie, and Punk. And they're really funny. They're going to be one in April or May.
Yeah, we've had their birthday party planned for months.
Yeah, May 11th.
I love it. So wish them a happy birthday when it comes.
Awesome. I will be sharing May 11th. If I'm on the radio, I'll be sure to say happy birthday to the kids. All righty. Well, we got a lot to talk about tonight. You guys recently put out an EP right before the new year, mm-hmm. and you also have some shows coming up. You're going on a little tour, so we're going to talk about that. And so what's the first song you're going to play live tonight?
Okay, so the first one we're going to do is Where Are We Now, which is the title track of our EP. It was the first song we wrote together. So, yeah, we'll do that.
Awesome. You are tuned into Localized on Alternative Buffalo 107.7 and 104.7 live with Carmen and Lizzie. Go ahead, guys.
Takes a breath, scared to face the day ahead again. Looks around, hate fills every pair of eyes in.
Charmin and Lizzie live here on Localized on Alternative Buffalo 107.7 and 104.7. Guys, that was incredible.
Thank you.
You guys are amazing.
Thanks.
I love your music.
Absolutely.
So recently, kind of recently, you guys put out an EP. Tell me a little bit about your EP.
Yep. So it's a 5-song EP. Our first song that we wrote together, the one that we just played, that was so fun for us to write together for the first time. And the other songs we pretty much wrote separately, like years before sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then as we started to play together more, we kind of we showed them to each other and tried to help each other out and enhance them, really.
Mm-hmm.
So that was such a fun process for us.
Yeah, like living together, are you guys just playing all the time?
Mm.
Do you have that balance?
We're like so busy.
Yeah, Lizzie has to study a lot and I work a lot.
She works a lot.
But we make time.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as, like, writing goes, what's, like, your songwriting process? You've kind of pulled from a lot of older stuff?
So with the EP, yeah, it was a lot of old songs. But with the writing we do now, we usually just, like, designate time.
Yeah.
Or, like, we'll make our own voice memos, obviously, and then, like, bring them together. But, yeah. Like, this last weekend we went to Niagara on the Lake for 2 days and...
Just to write.
That, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Our job was to write songs. And mm-hmm. So
we actually were successful.
Yeah, now we write together. We'll usually like have these things that we call brain fart.
Yeah, we have brain fart sessions.
Where we just like...
We pull out our legal pads.
Yeah, we get our legal pad and then just write everything that's we're thinking about, like that we'd want to write about. Because we try... Our EP was a lot about relationships and like our new writing, we're kind of trying to stray away from that. So we're like trying to think of other issues and things that are important to us. So we kind of talk about what we want to talk about. And then we bring in voice memos to each other and we see if any of those work.
All right.
And then we start writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just kind of see what happens and hope that we get something good.
And our one roommate, she's really good with songwriting and poetry too. So a lot of times she helps
she
us.
Came with us.
Yeah.
The other weekend.
Awesome. Now I know you guys are also, you're heading on a tour.
Yes.
So Midwest tour, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the tour.
So we're starting in Chicago.
Yeah. So we're traveling with this band. They just started. They're called Wildered.
Mm-hmm.
But before they were Nate Bjorgi, spelled Bjorge, Nate Bjorgi and Josh Miranda. And so they're doing their own thing together. Both really good songwriters on their own. So their project is really good. We've been able to hear some of it. And they're from Chicago. So we're going to meet them. And then we're going to travel like down to Indy and through Ohio and then back up here. So we do have a Buffalo and Rochester show with them, if anyone's interested.
And you said, what, 7 shows in 7 days?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
That's
we're
awesome.
We're really tired.
Yeah.
And as far as the show in Buffalo and Rochester, one of those?
So March 16th, it's a Friday. We're playing at Boulder Coffee.
Mm-hmm. In
Rochester. And then on March 17th, we're playing at Daily Planet.
Awesome. And the band's going to be with you?
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And Daily Planet was like our first gig, pretty much.
Yeah, it was our first
that we booked.
Show that we booked.
It holds a very special place.
Yeah, you guys are in the coffee shop scene for a while, right?
We love the coffee shops.
So as far as playing out, do you try to play out as often as you can?
Yes.
Yeah, we play out a lot.
Not as much as we used to. Like before, we would be like, 3-4 shows in a weekend, that's fine. But then now we're like, sleep's
also fine.
What did
we call those power weekends?
So we try to keep it to 2
mm-hmm.
in a weekend, but we're learning to pace ourselves.
Absolutely.
We're learning that that's important.
So being kind of playing out as much as you guys have and being part of the Buffalo local music scene, what are some of your favorite places to play?
Okay, so I love 42 North and Public 189.
Yeah.
East Aurora.
East Aurora is amazing.
It's my town.
That's our favorite place. In Buffalo, we play at Merge a lot.
We play Merge a lot.
Everyone's so nice
there.
Obviously,
Daily Planet we love.
Steamworks
Coffee in Lockport was one of our first favorites.
They're really good
to
us. We run an open mic there, which is really fun.
Awesome. And if anyone out there listening wants to keep up with Carmen and Lizzie, where can we find you on social media?
We're everywhere.
Yeah, so Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Bands in Town. We're kind of trying to...
In Town.
We're
awesome.
Trying to revamp that because Facebook is... The algorithms are tough now.
Yeah.
So we're trying to find other ways to promote.
Reach out,
What else? We're on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you stream.
Basically anywhere.
Yeah, or you can come see us and we'll Hook you up.
And we're premiering a song tonight, aren't we?
Yes.
So tell us.
One of our new ones we wrote last weekend.
Yeah, this is called The Fade. It's basically about friendships that you're still friends with them, but,
you know, as you grow up, you kind of.
They're not really. Like you sit and talk to them, but you don't feel much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, guys, it was great getting to know you guys tonight. Yeah. You guys are a lot of fun, and good luck on your tour.
Thank you.
And be sure to keep up with Carmen and Lizzie on social media and check out alternativebuffalo.com after this.
What it is and always has been. I can count on the fate to take over again. I long to feel what I thought I felt many years ago. Whoa. You're here, but I still find myself missing who you were. I know and I see it now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.